What's poppin', fam? Welcome to Don't Touch My Mindset, a podcast that is designed to uplift, inspire, and motivate you, and most importantly, share tools to help you protect that mindset. I feel extremely good. Happy to be back. Hello, I am your host, Jay Chase, and this is the number one podcast to follow to get your mind right, to set you up for success, to not really care about what the world thinks, to just go after your dreams. This is where you're going to come get inspiration, motivation, be uplifted. If this is your first time here, please press the follow and subscribe button. If you're revisiting, if you're like, Jay, I missed you last week. Hi, we're back. We are back. I'm in a real season of growth right now, like an extreme season. And it's battling transitions, battling adversities, understanding what my goal is and who I want to become. I got to pave a clear path to that and not take in what society says. So today's all about not taking things personal. It's not you, it's me. Like, we really got to drop into this mindset of knowing that every single person on this planet has created a reality of their own, in their own mind, in their own world, and they're going to judge you according to how they see it. Not how you see it, not for who you are, but the image that you project into the world and how they understand that image or take on that image of you. So it's really about letting go of the negativity around you, letting go of how other people view you, your goals, your dreams, the things you're doing with your life. It's about letting that go. So we're gonna dive deep in that today. I'm super excited. If anything resonates with you from this episode, please rate, review, share it with a friend. We're trying to get to 200 five-star reviews. Give us a five-star review. Please tell us what you think of the episode. I love you guys. Let's get it. Let's dive. I always like to start off with a quote. And today's quote comes from Sam Silverstein. Be accountable for doing the right things. This means ethical execution of the activities that will actually support the goals you have chosen for yourself. I thought this was extremely deep when I read it and came across it. I was like, yo, we got to share this on the podcast because it's right in alignment with how I run my life, how I run my mindsets, how I look and choose to grow into the person that I've chosen to become for myself, right? 90-day challenge, self-action, self-care, self-learning, and that's doing the right things that actually support the goals that I've chosen for myself. Doing the right activities, having the right means for execution of those activities as well. And so I thought this was extremely important to share here because I want you to be accountable for doing the right things always, even when no one's looking, even when everybody's looking. I want you to always be holding yourself to a place of doing the activities that actually support the goals that you have chosen for yourself and the person that you want to become, which segments me into today's mindset about not taking things personally. Like, when we're able to show up in a room and not take things personally, like, let whatever somebody thinks, perceives, judges on us roll off our back, we're tapping into a place of mastery. We're tapping into a place of, hey, don't touch my mindset. I've showed up here to be the best version of me, to do the activities that support the goals that I've chosen for myself, and I'm not going to let you deter that from me. And that goes for anybody. So let's use our imagination on this one and imagine that you're in a gigantic mall. There's a bunch of movies playing and you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I've been wanting to go see a movie. And you see what's playing and you come across a movie that says your name. It's you. It's the story of you. It's your life story. And you're starring in the movie. You like, well, I gotta check this one out. Lo and behold, you go into the movie theater and you sit down quietly. You notice that there's only one other person watching the movie, and they're very attentive. They don't even notice you come in. And you start watching the movie, the story of you. And you start seeing characters that you recognize. Your partner, your children, your family members, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin. You start seeing all these people you recognize, right? And then you see you. You don't recognize that person. You're like, wait a minute. That ain't me. Whoever's playing me is doing a terrible job. And so you watch it a little bit more and you just say, ah, nope, they got this all wrong. This isn't the story of me. And so you get up and you leave the theater and you go to another movie and you walk in and it's a story about a woman. You sit down in the back of the theater just like you did in the movie of you, and you notice somebody else up front. It's a lady staring very intently at the screen, doesn't notice you come in, and then you see yourself on the screen and you say, hey, that's really not me. That's not the way that I look. And then you recognize your mother on the screen. You say, that's not my mom. That's not who she is or how I perceive her. And you stop. And it dawns on you. This is just a projection of somebody else's reality of how I'm perceived. Or how I perceive my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my loved one, my children. It's a projected image that they want me to see. It's not really them. It's the agreements that they've made with society and think how they should show up to certain situations. So don't take it personally when somebody passed judgment on you. It's just the perception that they have on how they agree that people should show up. Now, am I saying be defiant? No. Now, am I saying that you don't get to choose how you show up? Absolutely not. But you have to be aware of the image that you're projecting. Your actions, your behaviors, are your behaviors in alignment with your values? And you got to really ask yourself those questions before walking into a situation. Because if you do it while you're there, you're going to find yourself adapting to the environment and taking everything that they say personally. And it's going to throw you off your goals. And then you're going to start blaming other people for why you didn't hit the goals that you chose for yourself. Why you didn't do the things that were most important to you, right? And so we have to master how we project our values, our self-image, our worth, and not take it personally when somebody else doesn't resonate with it because it's not in alignment with the character that they see for us. That's it. Like they have a predisposed image character of who you should be in their movie because you're a secondary character in their movie. If you didn't listen to main character energy, go listen to that. It's in season one of the podcast, episode 5, Be the Main Character, right? And you're the main character of your movie. So you get to dictate how you're received. You get to dictate the image that you put off. You get to fully be you all the time, or you can hide yourself. Or you can walk around determining your worth, your value, your self-image, how you judge yourself based on somebody else's agreements with the world and society. I'm here to free you from that. I don't want you to do that. So, one, be very concise on what it is that you want out of life, who it is that you want to become, the places you want to go, the places you want to visit, the people you want to surround yourself with, the type of work you want to do, the type of impact you want to have, and the legacy you want to leave. Be extremely clear in defining that for your life, right? And two, be accountable for doing the right things. Just like the quote says from today, this means ethical execution of the activities that will actually support the goals you have chosen for yourself. So you have to line up the activities with the goals that you've learned, with the goals that you've chosen for yourself, in order to do the right things. Like, you can do many things throughout the day. You can do many good things throughout the day. But are these the right things? And they only become the right things when they're in alignment with the goals you've chosen for yourself. And those only become the right goals when they're in alignment with the values that you have chosen to lead your life by. Our thoughts become our actions. Understand that if we are to become everything that we're supposed to become here, now, and tomorrow, then we only have to do the right things that support our goals. We don't got to be deterred by somebody else's belief of our goals or dreams. We don't got to be deterred by what somebody else thinks we should have. The white picket fence, the family, the house, the dog, whatever it may be, whatever predisposed judgment somebody put, don't take it personally. Stay true to you. Stay true to who you are. Continue moving forward. If you need help becoming what you think that you should be, get involved in the personal growth community. We have an amazing community who are all striving for the same thing, and that's being the best version of themselves through dedicated personal growth. I have loved how much this community has grown over the year. This has been a phenomenal experience because this isn't anything different than what I've always done when it comes to my self-development plan, when it comes to my personal growth plan. Like, I'm accountable for my actions. I'm accountable for myself. I'm accountable for becoming who I want to be. I've only built a community around it. So if you're interested in getting involved, check the show notes for links. Download the Don't Touch My Mindset app. You can tag us or follow us on Instagram at Don't Touch My Mindset, or message me directly at VJChase. I'm here to help, support, guide, inspire, motivate. I hope this episode has been helpful. I hope you've learned something. I hope you've been able to look at adversities in your life, challenges in your life, and say, hey, I don't need to take that personally. That's just somebody else's point of view that they have on the world that they're trying to put on me. I'm the main character of my story. This is the movie of me. And then I get to decide that image that I put into the world and be that fully. Be accountable for doing the right things. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much for rocking with us. We are back next week with a brand new mindset. Pivotal Moments is in the making. We're bringing back Pivotal Moments. I had to take a short break. Like I said, we've been in a period of transition, growing, facing adversity, overcoming adversity. But we're getting back into the groove of it. If anything resonated with you from this episode, please rate, review, share it with a friend. It honestly helps the show grow. Thank you for everybody who has tapped into the podcast. If you're ready for the next level, check out the 90-day personal growth challenge. We're here to push you towards being the best version of yourself, with me right alongside you. So super excited. Until next time, until next week, stay focused, stay inspired, stay connected. And please, please, please don't let anyone touch your mindset.